Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, welcome back to Cooling Out. We are back another week, bro. We're back. We got a special guest this week. Good friend, actually. Ain't seen you in years, though, man.
Yeah, for real.
Went to college with us. Got the boy Lavelle James in the building. Yes, what's up, yes, man?
I actually dropped the James, you know. It's just Lavelle right
my
now.
Bad.
My bad.
You see, that's how you know you know, that's how you know you know a nigga. I knew you had
You know, it's RT bag.
Yeah, he's like, nah, nigga. Listen, my name's Lavelle.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Prince.
Yeah, okay. You got to shoot for the stars.
Man, you got to land on the cloud.
Yeah. All right, man. What's up, man? How you been?
Working. Tired. Can't complain, though. You know, I'd rather be busy than broke. Rather be busy than bored. So,
What you been working on? Why are you so tired?
So I'm an audio engineer. I'm an R&B singer, songwriter. So I've just been doing TV and film work, sessions, performances, all of that stuff. And it's Fashion Week right now, so I've been at hella Fashion Week events. So it's been crazy.
You into fashion like that?
I mean, being from Harlem, like, everybody in Harlem is, like, into fashion, but we not, like, into, like, Fashion Week fashion. Mm. But, like, you know, my publicist was like, yo, I need you to be here and here and here. So I'm like, all right, cool. And
got you. I didn't even know it was Fashion Week. That's yeah. Yeah. You see my life?
My publicist ain't telling us.
I'm button ups and slacks. I'm like, oh, it's Fashion Week? Cool?
Listen, I wouldn't know either unless if I didn't have management and, like, a publicist and all that stuff.
Gotcha. So, I mean, I knew you way back when.
Way back
like,
when,
like, what,
yeah.
2010, maybe?
From the first project.
Yeah, from the first project. When you was, but she said I was. That shit, yo, I remember.
Too much.
Yeah, too much, yo.
Yeah, that was my joint.
That shit hit me hard, yup. Some chick told me I was too much. I was like, bitch. Then the whole summer, I was listening to that shit. Where did I go wrong?
You should have sent that to her, like, yeah.
She knew the song. Oh, man. But so let's talk about, like, you know, your origins. You're from Harlem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Harlem. Both my parents are, like, super creative. So They were, like, hella supportive of me doing music. And then, like, they were just like, yo, don't be broke out here. Like, so I was like, all right, I'm not going to be broke. Like, real shit. Like, it wasn't nothing crazy. It wasn't like, oh, you need to be a lawyer. You need to be a doctor. You need to be anything like that. I mean, and all power to every lawyer and doctor and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But they were just like, yo, don't be broke. Like,
yeah, no, I mean, that's good that your parents support you, because most artists and creators, their parents don't.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, you got to be this, that, or the third. And that kills people's creativity. Because, like, you know, from youth, you're told you have to, like, pick these certain careers. And that's all you really have.
Yeah, and I mean, my mom, she's like a painter. So she couldn't really say shit. Like, she's like, you know, you paint. Like, and then my dad's just like a jazz connoisseur. Like, if you go in his crib, there's like walls of, like, records that some he hasn't even opened. So,
gotcha.
That's good. Like, they get it at least.
Yeah. So it's cool. I mean, I know what really broke it for them was when they saw, like, my name. And I did the Best Man Holiday. Mm. And then we went to see it and they saw my name in the credits. Mm. My dad was like, okay.
Nice.
All right. I'm not going to say shit to this nigga no more. So I was going to
know what he's doing. That's the Best Man Holiday right there.
Yeah, he bought the shit. He was like, you can sign this for me. I was like, nigga.
He going to sell that shit in a couple of years. I would too. But, oh, yeah.
Nah, shit felt good, though. He was like, proud as hell.
So nah, that's like, dope, man. Yeah, that's what's up. So as far as, like, you know, making music, your beginning, your origins, like, when did you first find out, like, you could sing? Like, what was that first experience like?
it's the cliche church story. Like we a church raised family. So like I was 5 years old, just like singing like this little light of mine, like singing like just the church shit, you know. And then one day my mom was like, no, my brother and my sister, I'm the youngest. My brother and my sister, they both write. So like
write music. I just,
yeah, they my gotcha. My sister sang too, and she wrote songs. Mm-hmm. And my brother wrote raps. And me and my brother shared a room. So like he was always like, I don't want you to curse, and then I don't want you to, but he always cursed like OD, like in his raps and shit. So I was like, I'm finding his rap book, bro. So like one day I tore that whole room apart and found his fucking rap book, and I was like, yo, this shit lit. Yeah. And he saw him, he was like tight, but I was like, whatever, I don't care. I found the book.
Yeah.
So ever since I saw that, I was like, nah, bro, I gotta write. And then my mom was like, she saw that I was interested in all that shit. So she was like, yo, I don't want you to have to pay for studio time. So then after that, she was like, yo, make sure you learn how to do everything. Mm. And that's why I became an engineer, and then a producer, and then a writer, and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How long does that all take? Like,
shit.
None of that sounds
a long
easy.
Time. Yeah. I mean, it's the way, like, I'll say growth with any creative. So, like, growth with anything that's not creative, I feel like it's, like, just, like, a diagonal. Mm-hmm. Where it's, like, growth with creatives is kind of like you're here, and then one day you wake up, and you're here. Mm. And then one day you wake up and you're here. So that's why it's like discouraging for a lot of people.
Gotcha.
Because you feel like you suck for a long time. Mm. Like you don't see no improvement. And then one day you're like, oh, this shit kind of fire. And then like after a while, like, so.
Gotcha.
Long time.
Well, how do you see you're getting a grasp of these respective things? Like your writing, audio engineering. How do you know you get a grasp?
So the reason why I love all art is because it invoke some kind of emotion. Like it makes you feel something. Like you hear a song, like how you said, Too Much, that like it invokes some kind of emotion. Like like you feel something physically. So like even if like a guitar player plays the right chord, you're like, oh, that shit was fire. You don't have to know anything about music to be like, that shit was fire. So it's the same kind of idea when you writing some shit and you're like, yo, like you feel like, damn, I feel that, like, you know. So that's kind of just how you gauge it. And then people's response, you know. Mm-hmm. If people fuck with it, then it's like after a while, you know.
So is most of this stuff, like the singing, the writing, the audio engineer, is that more like self-taught, or did you like go to school for these things?
I would say 100% self-taught in my young days.
Yeah.
Like I was just sitting on.
Yeah, I remember you.
YouTube.
I remember you in Hollis,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I was up in Hollis, yo.
At the studio upstairs, man.
Shout out Hollis. What was my 502? Yeah, shout out Hollis 502, Sweet 502, whatever. But yeah, like I was just up in the studio, like just my room, just making stuff and just doing it and failing and then succeeding and then just failing and succeeding and fixing things. And after a while, the successes started to outweigh the failures, and that's how that happened.
How do you weigh successes and failures? You're talking to a non-creative, I'm not an artist. So how do you weigh as an audio producer making your own music? What are you looking for?
For me, like, I would just, I'm not good at, like, failure. I'm not good at, like, doing something and not being satisfied. Okay. So I'll sit and I'll make a beat and I'll be like, all right, that was trash.
You just know it's
I'll make
not
another
it.
Beat and I'll be like, that was trash. Okay. And I'll make another beat and that was trash. And then, like, out of, like, 5 or 6 beats, you make one, you're like, all right, that kind of bop a little bit. I like that a little bit. And then as the days progress, as the weeks progress, when instead of, like, 5 joints being trash and 1 being good, you got maybe like 2 trash ones.
Yeah.
And 4
one
good.
More lining up.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then like after a while, it's like, I just made like a day of like heat. And then you're good. And it's the same with writing and all of that stuff.
Gotcha. So as far as your sound, what would you classify your sound as?
I don't even know, bro. I don't like to say. I'm like Val, like.
Gotcha.
You know? I want people to like, you know how people make tight beats on YouTube? Mm-hmm. I want like a day to come where like, niggas type Vail type beat and like and then that comes up, cause I don't wanna say I'm like this guy or that guy. I wanna be me, and then people wanna like adopt my sound into their sound. So.
Gotcha. So I'm assuming you produce most of your own work, or
I co-produce, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
I like my ear musically, I like what I do, but I feel like there comes growth in collaboration with all creatives. So, like, everything I do, I co-produce. Recently, I've been getting, like, a lot of foreign love. I had, like, these producers. Shout out SK Beats. These producers, SK Beats, that just hollered at me from France. Mm-hmm. And, like straight from, like, they didn't even speak English that well. But they were like, yo, we got these beats for you. and they're fired. Can you do something with them? And I was like, hell yeah. So like, and then one of my guys, Gecko Music, he's from like Italy or my bad, Gecko, I'm fucking it up, but he's from somewhere over there. Mm-hmm. And he sent me some stuff too, and it was fire. So I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, but I love collaborative efforts. I don't really like doing everything. I do everything myself. I engineer myself. I mix all of my stuff. I write my stuff. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like the actual creation, I love other people being a part of it. Mm-hmm. Just because it compels growth.
Do you always put these pieces together in the same way?
No.
Like, okay. Never. So ever, no. So,
I could be in a train right now. Mm-hmm. I do this all the time. I'll be in a train and like somebody will walk by me, or like some nigga be fighting with his girl. Mm. And I'll be like, damn, what? All right, that's a song. And I like take out my voice memo and just like sing like a melody or sing like a concept. And then people look at me like I'm crazy, but I don't care. Like, so that's like one way. But then sometimes I'll be like, yo, let me book some time off for me. Mm. And then me and my guy, we'll go in the studio and I'll just go and freestyle over some beats and just like, or like sometimes I'll just sit and produce them. And then like, this is so many different ways.
Like, that concept was like a real like 90s R&B music video. Like some nigga on the train with his girl fighting and you just in the background singing like exactly. Like when you said that, the imagery was like, yeah, this nigga at the back trying to steal his girl. He don't appreciate you but I do. Like
that's a fact.
You should take that and make a song.
Listen, listen.
You can have that one.
Look, I might need the feature. I might need the rail feature.
Okay, okay. I'm going to fuck that song up. I remember back in like 2011, Lavelle was like, yo, you should rap. Nigga had me in my room for like a week, like trying. And you know, he was just talking about like the ebbs and flows of like a creative where like, you know, it's not like, it's more cyclical than anything. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you just be trash for so long and I don't got time for that. Like, I was trash for like a week. I'm like, let me go study something. Like, let me get back at these books. Yeah, I was like, let me hit the library up. This ain't for me. Like,
no, that's a fact. I'm good for that though. Like, if I see something in somebody, I'll be like, yo, you should do that shit. And like, I'll have you like really, really compelled, like really, really like encouraged.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he did. We were in Brooklyn actually. We were shooting that. I forgot what song that was.
Oh,
with Green. With yeah, Green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like this.
Yeah, like this. And I mean, he was like, yo, you should rap. And I'm like, maybe I should rap.
And that was when you was like just like getting into it.
Yeah, you was like, she was, man, that sat me for like a week. And I was like, nah, let me finish studying my LSAT. Oh, man. So as far as like progression in your music, like do you hear progression in your sound like from project to project? Is it something that comes to you naturally? Or is it more so like having a trusted team of people around you telling you like, hey, you know, you should grow in this area or you should grow in that area?
I can't do that. I can't have nobody tell me anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Like ask him. If I'm in the studio and there's too many people in the studio, I might lay some melodies down and then I'll just kind of leave the booth and start drinking and like just chilling with people.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't like too much energy, too many vibes with people that I don't really know creatively. Like I like to just sit and let whatever come. And if I'm stuck, recently, I've just been traveling these past couple of years. I love traveling. So, like, even just being some, I'm about to go to Brazil next week.
Dope.
So, like, I'm probably going to come back with, like, 14 song ideas. Like, already just stamped.
I thought you were about to say 14 kids, but.
Oh, nah. I'm not
14 nah, songs. Man. That boy focused on his business. All right.
Yeah, we not going out there.
Yeah, all right. Cool. So, do you think, speaking of traveling, though, do you think traveling has, like, enhanced your music? Like
100%.
Mm-hmm. In what sense do you think?
Just culture. You get influenced by so many different cultures. Like you could see it on my last project that I dropped. We have like samba influence, then I have like Jamaican influence, and I have like you could tell that I, because I don't like when people just try and like what's it called, like a culture vulture. I don't like people like trying to just jump onto something because it's the wave. I like to actually do some kind of research and study and feel like it's a part of me, because all of my music is a part of me. So if I'm rocking with a samba record, it's because it came from like a genuine place. Like I might have been in Brazil where like they're super samba heavy, and like that song's probably like put together, or the concept's probably put together out there. Or like if I'm writing a record that has like a Jamaican vibe, like a dancehall kind of vibe, it's probably influenced by experiences I had out there and things like that. So, like, yeah, traveling definitely helps. And it clears my mind, you know. Definitely travel. That shit is love.
Yeah. What was the name of that? Oh, sorry, I'm going to cut you off. But what was the name of that last project, just so people?
Oh, Passenger. It's out everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music. Shameless plug. Passenger.
Plug away.
Nah, plug away. That's why I was like, tell him what it's called.
Yeah, it dropped June 12th. All in all, on Spotify, it almost has 500,000 hits, which is amazing. Like, I appreciate everybody for showing love.
Sheesh.
And we just dropped a video for the single, Ready. Check that out, too. It's doing well. I think that has, like, 100,000 hits or something like that.
Sheesh.
Yeah, maybe, like, 150. Yeah, so, yeah, we working. I'm going out to Jamaica, so there's going to be a lot of influence for my next project.
Okay.
Magic. Yeah. Nice. Now, I was going to say, like, especially since we graduated, like, I've just been watching you from afar, and I've just noticed your profile has grown and grown. Like, I'll just be checking. You have a new project. You have a higher following. Your projects are doing better. I see you on a Fetty Wap feature. And I'm like, you know, just fill me in over these last, like, 5 years. Not the whole 5 years, but couple moments or steps you think that have really helped with your growth as an artist.
Well, you mentioned one big one, the WAP situation. We released that record in like 2015 or something like that. And that was just legit off of, so engineering, if you're like a good engineer, or if you're good at anything you do, people are going to refer you and like, so I just take pride in being or doing everything that I do. Like, I don't halfway anything I do. So like, if I engineer for anybody, I'll do it to the fullest. So somehow, like, you know, people I knew and people that he knew, it just kind of like correlated like that. And my guy was like, are you trying to go out to the studio out there? And I was like, cool. And they were out in Jersey, out in like Clifton or something like that. And I was like, cool, whatever. Like, I like Trap Queen. It was like when Trap Queen had like a million hits.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so it was like super, it wasn't like where he is now, but he was still like on the bubble. So I had a record that my producer, or like my production partner, my dude Lee, shout out Juice Lee, that's a fire producer, but he was in the studio we had on 42nd Street, on 44th Street, and I came in the studio, I heard he was working on some shit that was bumping through the wall, and I was like, oh, that shit mean. So I opened the door, I'm like, yo, he stopped playing it. And I was like, yo, what is that? He was like, nah, I'm a trash. I was like, bro, if you trash, I'm going to fight you. Like, if you trash that, I'm going to fight you. Like, do not trash that. He's good for that. He'll make some fire in like 15 minutes and then be like, nah, shit whack. And I'll be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? But so that ended up being the move. I wrote that record that night. And then I brought that out to Clifton. And then WAP fucked with it. And he laid his shit on it. And I was like, oh, this is fire. Yeah. I like this. So then that's how that kind of turned out. And then he blew up. And then, I mean, a lot of people kind of just liked that record and liked my stuff. So
yeah.
I kind of got a chill buzz off of that. And then, I don't know, man, performing, just doing shows, it's all love, and just networking, building, all that stuff. So
what would you say out of all that stuff, because we graduated, what, damn,
2013? Damn, we old, bro.
Yeah, I'm washed. What would you say was like the first like major step, like that? Because you said like, you know, it's cyclical. What was the first step that was like, yo, I can really do this? Or like where you actually saw like people gravitating towards your music, like a real, real step?
When we released the video for that song.
Gotcha.
That's when like
people were World like, Star.
Yeah. Shout out World Star. I mean, yeah,
I checked. I was like, oh, because like, that's where I first saw that. And I was like, I think that's that nigga Lavelle.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, I saw I like it had like
a track list.
It had like 100,000 views. I said, oh,
I was like, yo, that's dope.
I mean, World Star's a fire platform. People be coming on World Star to kill niggas though. Like, I was reading through comments and I was like crying. Like, it was so funny. Like, I was like, damn, y'all niggas is talented. Like, yeah. Like, that's a skill. Like, I was amazed. Like, it was.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was reading the comments. Some nigga did call you like a slim Barry White or some
bro.
Shit.
Bro.
And I was like, damn.
So I heard like a gay Jeremiah. I heard some of the wildest, bro. And I was just like, oh, I had to salute you, bro. That was funny because I was laughing at myself, like. Yeah. But I mean, you gonna get both of those. You gonna get all kinds of reactions to everything.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. People on the internet be funny as fuck. Yeah, like trolls, they like, yo, y'all niggas are creative.
Like, yeah, like
yeah. If only I could get paid for this, like.
But yeah, no, the World Star thing was big. Mm-hmm. And then that just, like, had people reaching out. It had, like, labels reaching out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but realistically, the first thing that I noticed was the best man thing. Like, and before that, like, I was working at a TV and film house. And that's how I got to the best man situation. And when I just saw, like, I was an intern there. Mm-hmm. And I interned for a little bit. And one of the interns, like, fucked up a session. And they were like, who else knows how to record? I was like, I got you. Yeah. Like, I could do this. And he was like, all right, hop on. Then ever since then, that client only came to me.
Gotcha.
So then I caught a check like a month later. And graduating college, like, we were seeing like no money.
Yeah.
So any like, check I couldn't blessing, afford haircuts. Yeah. Like, I mean, I look like I can't afford haircuts now. But
that's the style below.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I still got the line under this. Don't worry.
You good.
But yeah, like, I saw a check off of that. And I was still a senior in college. It was still, like, right before we graduated. And I was like, oh, like, this is, like, not a little bit of money. Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, all right. Going out of college, I was, you know how you're supposed to have a job coming out of college and all that shit. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to do that for as long as I can do that. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to just kind of build on itself. So I wasn't even doing artistry then. I was just doing music behind the scenes to, like, make money and network and connect and all that. And that, like, was a foundation for my artistry now, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, as far as, like, if you had to pick one person that's been instrumental to you, who would you choose?
In entertainment or, like, in life?
In life. Like, as far as, like, cause, I mean, I know that, like, everything ain't up and up. I mean, we're talking about all your accomplishments. Everything is not an up and up. It never is for anyone. Mm-hmm. So, who would be, like, the person that you look towards and makes you keep striving and makes you keep pushing forward?
I got a couple.
The name so a like, couple, yeah.
My brother, my big brother.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga's been on me since I was little. Like, I would make records in the house. Well, like I said, we shared a room, so I'll make records in the house, and I'd be so happy with the record, and then I'd be like, "Yo, listen to this." And he'd be like, "Yo, you need to sing better." And I'm like, "Damn, like, cool, like." But then recently he came to one of my shows, or I think he saw a video of one of my shows, and he was like, "Yo, bro, your vocals is on point." And hearing that from him, coming from like, "Nigga, you suck," was like amazing. So like, he's always pushed me, and I'll still like come to him when like I'm in like a, not a bind, but when I'm like in a mental bind, where I'm like, "I need to do this. What should I do?" Even though he's not, he doesn't have music experience, he just has like wisdom, and he'll just always bless. And then like my mom, she's always been like instrumental, but I feel like that's everybody's mom, you know.
But most of us, yeah.
Yeah, my mom is like really, yeah. I could do a show at a strip club, and she'd be like, "Yo, you want me to come?" I'm like, "Mom, no, you could sit this one out, mom. You don't want no ass clapping near you, like."
Like, you good, man? You want to dance?
And she'd be like, "You some water?"
Yo, for real, my mom from Georgia, my mom from the South. So like, when I was holding sessions in the crib, she was like downstairs, like, "Dang, this nigga's in here. I need to make some chicken. I need to make some like mac and cheese." And I was like, so people would come to my crib just because she would finesse food while they was recording. Like, it was love. But yeah, definitely my mom.
Gotcha.
But there's a lot of people that just like, it's too many to like name. Yeah. But those are like two that are like up there.
Gotcha.
What about in entertainment?
In entertainment? Of course, my guy Nick Wiz. He's like hip hop producer. He did like Rakim, Cellar Dwellers, like all that stuff. He's like, if I had any kind of situation, I call him and he'll make me feel 100% better about it.
Gotcha.
Like, so, like, that's like he's like my uncle, but my brother. Like, he's like everything. Like, he hold me down all the time. And yeah, that's my homie. Like, everybody else in the industry, you know, I'm super cordial and super nice. Yeah. I don't get real close with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. That's like my guy. So,
gotcha. Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, you got a couple of label offers, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. turning those down, was that like a conscious decision? Yeah. Like, you know, I don't want to get too much into your business, but was that like more like a choice to remain independent? And if so, why?
Well, I'm not like, I love being independent. I love having all the control in my situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm not opposed to like signing with a label if it's the right situation. Mm-hmm. For those, it just wasn't the right situation. Like, they wanted, it was either they wanted something that I wasn't willing to give, or, you know, I mean, that's how it always is. It's like, yeah, if someone offer you a job that...
Don't let this nigga get you in a 360.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I mean, the right 360 could be right for the right artist. So I'm not going to knock it.
Explain how.
So the way I look at deals is, it's just like the way I look at jobs. Mm-hmm. So like, you wouldn't take a job that just didn't make sense for your life. But if it made sense for your life at the time, you take it, you know? Mm. Now, I'm not saying, like, sign your life away, because that's what a lot of people do. Mm. Like, make sure you have a good lawyer. But, yeah, that's another thing. People downplay how big, like, your attorney is in this whole process. But, yeah, just, I would say, and I tell this to all, like, my clients that ask me for advice and stuff, just make sure you do as much as you can to give yourself leverage. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to go to a label or, like, sit down with a label and not have any kind of leverage. Mm-hmm. And even where I am, and I feel like I'm far from where I want to be, but I had a label meeting, and then because of the connections I had with who wanted to sign me, she was like 100% frank, 100% transparent. And she was like, listen, I have a deal for you for this amount of money right now, but you can keep doing what you're doing by yourself for the next 6 months, and I'll have a way better deal for you. And I was like, I appreciate you for that. Like,
yeah, because most people wouldn't even tell you that. Yeah.
At all. So that's kind of how I look at it. You know, if it makes sense for your life.
And you believe that? Not that she was lying, but you know, you have a good valuation on your self-worth is basically what I'm asking.
Like, yeah, I feel like, and this is the goal, I feel like I'm going to make money to feed myself, my fam, you know, pay the bills and all that stuff on my own doing music.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to make that grow every year, every day. So, and that's what labels are looking for. If they see, they're looking for people that are doing it without them. They're not looking for someone that they got to do it for.
Yeah.
They're looking for someone that's doing it without them, and now they can help. So I'm 100% confident in the fact that I could do that.
Yeah.
That's why I had no problem just saying, thank you, but it's all right. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's actually like pretty great advice, like to try to have as much leverage as possible when you walk into these situations, because most people don't have any leverage, and you know, you feel outnumbered, you're going to this like big ass record label, and you most of the time you just gas just to even beat it. And you end up just signing stuff. But
that's a good, how would you...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I don't know how many meetings, and again, please don't just share what you want, but how has it changed since your first meeting to now? Like, were you nervous in the first meeting? How are you now in a meeting?
I was fortunate to have my guy, Nick Wiz, with me for those first couple meetings, so I wasn't at all, because if you know anything about Wiz, he's like, nah, we good in here. Like, he'll make sure I was good. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm chilling. Like, I'm going to sit back and, like, make sure things go how they go. But,
that's such an asset.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely need people on your side like that. But now, I mean, I'm just kind of used to it. So, I actually recently haven't even really taken much meetings. I kind of just want to do, I have a plan for what I want to do. I just want to do it. And then once I do it, then maybe I'll kind of course some means and see what happens, you know?
Gotcha. Speaking to that, just speak a little bit towards the importance of having a good team around you.
Super important. Mm-hmm. This is like my bro. Like, I've known him for, what, like 15 years? And since freshman year of high school.
So speak to him. Like, I mean, like, tell people who he is.
Cause, oh, yeah. Shout out my bro, Kenny Black. He actually has a podcast, too, the Black Room Podcast. Like I said, he's like on the squad, management, all of that stuff. He kind of just, anything I need that I, because I've been self-managed for so long, but anything it's been like overwhelming. So anything that I need, I'll be like, yo, Black, can you do this for me? Can you holler at this person for me? Can you do that? And on top of that, he's like a dope artist, a dope rapper, writer, all that stuff, producer, engineer. So
you niggas is talented.
That's, man,
that's how we actually
Got you.
That's exactly how it happened. In high school, we were just like, we both do music. Let's be cool. And then we ended up being, I'm like the godfather of his daughter now. So like, that's like the type of team I like to have around me. Like him, or like I said, my guy Wiz. Like people that I know. If I wasn't, like, if there was no business involved, that's just my guy.
Yeah.
So then you know that there's no shadiness, because there's no shadiness in our relationship outside of music, outside of business. So that's kind of just how, and I keep it real small. Not too many people know about the moves I make or anything I do. And I feel like that's just how you should be in life.
Where,
let some people in.
I was just wondering, what's the process of filling out the rest of your team? Like, you mentioned a publicist before, and what are you looking for?
I mean, that's another thing that you kind of just take step by step. So, like, I'm big on, like, making every day bigger than yesterday. So, for me, like, I was like, oh, you know, I've been on this blog and this blog and this blog already. So, now, what do I need to do to make my next progression? Then, like, shows, and we did, like, a New York stretch, and, like, or just, like, an East Coast stretch of shows. And it's like, all right, now what? So it's like you kind of, like, gauge it based on all of that kind of stuff. So I ended up meeting my publicist through my guy Wiz, and, you know, she was like, yo, I could do this and that for you. And I was like, all right, that makes sense for what I want to do next. So then that's how. And then it's funny, because right before I met her, I met some other publicists who – was kind of talking crazy. I don't want to say nothing crazy about nobody, but she was kind of just talking, like, she was saying what she could do and, like, provide, and it just didn't sound like it made sense for what I wanted. So I was like, all right, thank you, but have a nice day.
How important is your gut? How important is your gut in any decision that 100%.
You make? Like, if I don't, I'm big on energy. So, like, if I catch, like, a weird vibe from you, if I catch a weird energy or anything like that, I'm off it. I'll just be super, super quiet. And that's how you know, like, I just, If I fuck with you, if I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Not that, like, me fucking with you is, like, anything, but if I'm real quiet around you, then, like, I'm either, like, trying to fill out your energy, or just I'm already off it. So, gotcha. Like, I trust my gut in all these situations, just because that's energy that the people putting off, and that don't like dissipate. Like energy just morphs. So if someone put negative energy out, it's just like sitting in that environment. So if I receive that, that means someone in the situation was putting that shit out there. So like, I'm real big on that.
Got you. Any upcoming projects you're working on? New music?
Well, so Passenger just dropped. We just pushing that right now.
Okay.
Everybody get that. Stream that. Passenger is the second of a 3-project trilogy.
Okay.
So I released Backseat Memories. I don't know if y'all heard that. Backseat Memories came out in 2015, right after I dropped the Fetty Rock record. And that was like, the concept of that at first was like I said, we had a studio on 44th Street. And I was like, we were making songs at nighttime. And I was like, damn, I got to hop in this Uber and go home. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was finishing the records in the backseat of these cars. Like, I was finishing the records in the backseat of these Ubers. So, that's when I was like, oh, backseat memories. Because, and then, like, we'd be drinking and stuff. So, it's not, a lot of times you don't forget, or you don't remember, like, the night. But I was like, yo, but the record, I remember.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. So, that's where the concept initially came from. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I kind of, like, played it to, like, or thought about it and thought about where I was in my career. And, like, I thought about, like, a car. And how, like, when you're in the backseat of a whip, whether you intoxicated or you just not the driver.
Can't imagine. Go ahead.
But, like, you're in the back of a whip, you can't really control what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, so you just, like, ah, you're just there for the ride. So that project came out, and it did all right. It got, like, a Hot 97 feature and all that stuff, which is super cool.
That's dope.
And like, that's dope for me being from New York, because I was like, yo, Hot 97 show love. That's, like, I listen to Hot 97 every damn day. Mm-hmm. So, like, so the Passenger is the second installment, and I kind of like looked at it in two ways. In between, since 2015 and 2018, I traveled hella, because I was like, I wanted to experience the world so big. I wanted to see the world, so I wanted to experience. Like my production partner Lee, he's like, he loves the Brazilian culture. So like, he went as far as like learning Portuguese. Like, he's fluent.
Damn.
Yeah, like.
That's dedication.
Yeah, wow. Like, he's fluent.
Wow.
And so we went out to Brazil together, and then, like, I went to Jamaica with my boy here, and, like, I went to, just, like, I just wanted to travel and see the world. So in between then and now, Passenger is kind of just, like, me being a passenger on these trips, kind of, like, seeing the road and seeing how life is in other places and embracing other cultures. And then I also looked at it with the car, like, analogy, and now, like, I'm in the passenger seat, and I'll relate that to my career, where it's like, I get it a little bit more. Like, I could, I'm not, like, in the back seat no more.
Yeah.
Like, if the nigga's driving and he's, like, steering off the road, I could grab, you know what I'm saying? I could help out a little bit, or, like, you know, I could fuck with the aux a little bit now. Yeah. I could, you know, so, like, so now I'm, like, trying to, like, gauge it based on where I am in my career. So the third one that's coming out is called Drive. And that's where I ultimately want to be in the driver's seat, and where I want to be career-wise.
Gotcha.
So right now, I'm writing that. I've been honestly writing that before now, but I'm writing that. And like I said, I'm traveling a little more to get some more influence and just see what comes.
Yeah. That's dope, man. So as far as, like, your writing process, you said you don't like having too many people in the studio with you. So do you, like, write alone? And then when do you, like, allow people to actually hear your stuff?
So it's not like allowing people. Like, I don't care, but like, sometimes I'll have a concept. Like I said, I have a concept randomly, and I was like, I have like 5,000 voice memos in my phone that I gotta go through. But like, I'll just be in the studio, just kicking it, like, and just have an idea and just work on it. I just don't have like them party sessions. I don't have like, if there's like 10 people in the studio, then it's like, all right, cool, we can just mac and just kick it and chill.
Yeah.
And I might like still go and work on something, but like, I like to like really be focused. I like to, even when I'm drinking and shit, I like to just be drinking and still just be like, all right, let me
get
that.
Ideas.
Yeah. Because you're like, if you watch me in the studio, I'm kind of like I got blinders on. So like, I have to really like just be like in tune with the song. So like, I'll be hearing it and niggas be doing some shit in the corner, and I'll just be like, all right, cool, I'm going to move. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'll block out everything that's going on and just, like, work on it. So, I honestly don't even know if I answered your question, but...
No, I think I understand,
It's funny because it's really, like, Jay-Z, like, but he don't necessarily write it. He won't necessarily write, but it'll be like, you said he was thinking, and it'll go on the move, and like, then he'll say something, and you're like, when did you think of that?
You know, gotcha, you know, yeah.
He was all drinking, and like, all right, he's hurt. Like, he'll hear the beat for like the first 10 seconds, and like, all right, I got something for that. And I'm like, what? And then it'll be dope. It won't even be like bubblegum or like, it'll actually be pretty dope. Mm. I'm like, all right, that's dope.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't like writing stuff down no more. The TV and film world kind of helped me not do that anymore. Cause like, we would get like, Coca-Cola would send us an email in the morning, and they'd be like, "All right, so we need this song to be like this, this, and this," and it'll be like three like top 100 Billboard songs, mm-hmm. and then it'd be like 10 in the morning, or maybe like 9 in the morning, and they need it. They're like, "All right, we need it written, recorded, produced, mixed, and sent out by noon." And we're like,
"Oh, sheesh.
What?" Like, so then that's like, "All right, cool, everybody." And I like that place because it worked like a machine. Mm-hmm. So like the producers would work, then they shoot it over to us, then we like write and lay some down, and then we shoot it to the mix engineer. So like it worked. It worked out well.
So are these like jingles? Because I'm picturing like Jamie Foxx show.
It was similar to that, but it wasn't jingles. Like it was like
you
working on like, yeah, you working on music. Like,
gotcha,
you
know, gotcha. Yeah.
Because there's jingle houses too. I didn't necessarily want to do that because I feel like that boxes you create it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like your creative vision, it boxes that all the way. Mm. But with this, it was cool because it was like a full studio where like we worked with hella artists too, and we did a lot of stuff. But that made you like write songs real fast. Like,
gotcha.
I wrote full songs in like 15-20 minutes, and laid it down, got it out.
Yeah, I mean, damn, that sounds like a challenge. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that like helped you grow as an mm-hmm. artist because like you're like under.
Press.
You broke your damn neck. Oh. yeah, some chick on my plate. But
you can't be doing that with the dreads no more.
It was obvious and shit. I was like, you good?
Nigga felt the wind.
But nah, I'm like working under those like strict time pressures. I'm sure mm-hmm. like it was like a challenge, and like you challenged yourself and
yeah, because you don't know you could do something until
it. Yeah, until someone pushed you to that mm-hmm. point. Yeah.
Like it's even like in the gym, you know, like you look at these heavy ass weights, like damn, I can't lift that. Then you go and like you try, and you're like, oh shit, this ain't that bad. Like it's still bad, but it ain't that bad. So it's the same kind of idea.
Got you. So right now, we focus on Passenger. Mm-hmm. You have like any upcoming shows or anything like that, or working on like any new videos Passenger?
I got a video coming out soon. I'm shooting it in October.
Okay,
I'm really excited. I'm shooting it out of the country, and that's all I'm gonna say. But it's gonna be like more of a story, and I'm excited to shoot it just because I ultimately want to get into like the film world. Like I feel like I have an okay eye when it comes to like visual stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I've just been doing research and just trying to learn as much as I can about that in my spare time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm super interested in it. So going into this video, I think it's gonna be a nice transition.
Like where you direct yourself, you're writing treatment on
we came together with the treatment for it, and like even like I kind of want to sit on some shots and like make sure, like, you know what I'm saying, like I want to be a part of that, like, because that's just like dope to me. Like,
yeah,
I love that. Ooh. So new video coming soon, real soon, and we're gonna do some shows soon. I kind of just want to like let people hear the music and enjoy the music. I've been performing it for like the past year, so.
How many tracks are on it?
It is 8, right?
Oh.
Right?
8 songs.
8 or 9.
Yeah. Oh, good. That's easy to digest.
Actually, wait. It's something around there. Might be 10, but I might
that's
be
that's
lying.
Still,
it's,
that's in the range nowadays.
I write a lot of songs, so like, I don't even be knowing. I'm not going to hold you. Like,
it's 9.
It's 9? It's 9. See? I said 8 and 10, so split the difference.
You say, I got my degree.
That's a fact.
Are there any artists out that inspire you?
Yes, The Weeknd, amazing. The Dream, amazing. The Dream is probably one of the most underrated writers of our generation. Like, The Dream is a problem.
You know, it's funny. I used to doubt him until I watched, what was that corny ass show that was on VH1? But it was so entertaining. With him, Rick Ross.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The Deal or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But when I actually saw like the Dream in the studio and like the way he was just critiquing other artists' work, I was like, yo, he's really talented.
Yeah,
like,
he's a genius.
Then I went back and did my research on him and I was like, yo, he's been doing this shit for years.
And he produces all of
writing. Yeah, he's like, he's behind. Like, he's like, his writing credits are extensive. So
T-Pain too. T-Pain's a genius. Yeah, his vocal work is stupid. People like shunned him because of that whole, I'm happy he's getting love now. But people like kind of put him in a box because that auto tune.
Where he can really sing though, which is wild.
And if you listen to like the vocal harmonies, and if you're gonna watch, I'm about to put you on right now. You about to listen to one of his records and listen to, don't listen to the lead vocal. Listen to the harmonies and all of the background vocal work. You're gonna hear him a whole different way because he's just, the way he puts together his harmonies is genius, like crazy. I don't know. Drake is talented to me. I don't know if I like.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna take nothing away from Drake. But you know what it is? He's also like a super talented marketer. Like, he knows how to. Yeah. Nah, he's an amazing songwriter too. But he knows how to. Like, the songs that go aren't his best penned songs. So he knows how to just market songs that he knows will market well.
That's true.
Because he has some records, I'm like, damn, this shit is fire. But then maybe in his mind, he's like, but nah, I can make this one go. Like, yeah, how we need to go. So it's like, all right, cool. I mean, like, the Nice for What thing, that was not, like, his best record on, like, far from his best record on that project. But he was smart the way he did it. He, like, put the video with all of the, like, prominent black women. And even, like, it wasn't even just black women, but just, like, that nigga's a genius, but, like, as a marketer.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, that song was fire. That song was made for women, but.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But, like, sonically, like, it's not like an. To me, it wasn't like an amazing song. It was a good song, but it wasn't like his best song.
Who would you say is the best song on that project, then?
We might have to sit down and listen to that project. Not like now, but, like, in order for me to say that. I don't know. Yeah, it was too.
He been doing that a lot lately. 25 tracks. I'm like, Nick.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to get into a Drake, but you said. You listen to some of his songs, some of his better penned songs. What, any come to mind that he didn't push that you think are better than the singles that he did push?
Oh, I mean, nothing was the same. He has like a whole bunch of records that like, yeah, that might not have went marketing wise, but he knew which ones would have went marketing wise, and they were clearly not. And that's how, I mean, that's how a lot of industry is, where you kind of like, you push the records that you need to push, but the way he be pushing them is so smart. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can tell he really, really fine-tuned.
I'm glad we took it there, because I wanted to ask you that. How do you find the balance between making music that you want to make versus making music that's marketable or that people want to hear?
So, for me as an artist, there's no balance. I wouldn't make music just for people. Like, I wouldn't make music just to make music that people wanted to hear. I would make the music I wanted to make and hope what I wanted to make is what they want to hear, you know? So if they don't want to hear it, then that's on me, you know? But
that's not true, because you can't be a broke nigga. Your mom already told you that.
But listen, I mean, you know,
oh, fuck.
There's so many other ways out here. But now,
yeah.
Like, I just try and... I wouldn't have started making music if I didn't think people would have been receptive to it. I wouldn't have, when I write records, I'm like, dang, I feel like people would feel this. Like, not saying I'm doing it for them to feel it, but I'm saying, like, I try. And one thing I liked about The Dream is that he knows how to write, he knows how to say things in a way that you think it but don't know how to say. So that's why I love just listening to The Dream's pen, because like, there'll be a line and you're like, damn, bro, like, in your head, you like, I know I thought that shit 100 times, but I just didn't know how to put it into words.
Gotcha.
So, like, I feel like a lot of stuff that I try and write in a way where it's like, people will be receptive to it, because I feel like we're all relatable. Like, we all live through different things in life.
I think the balance comes from writing as a, being the artist, as a creator, and a fan. So like he said, like you're making music for our generation. So it's like if I like to hear this one line repeated in a song, then I might make a he might make a song that's repeated, but it's like it was my line, like it's something I related to, and it just happens to be repeated.
Got you.
I want to hear that same repetition. So it's like a combination of being the creative and the fan, because it has to be something that I would bump in the club afterwards, even though it's my own song. So it's not bias. It's just I like it.
Yeah, I also feel like we're all like biologically, naturally just different. Mm-hmm. So having or thinking you have to conform is like what's wrong with society. Mm-hmm. So like if you just like people like, and I get a lot of interviews where people say, oh, what makes you stand out as an artist? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nothing. Like, well, actually everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's nothing I do that makes me stand out as an artist. I just choose to be me, because Lavelle, there's only one Lavelle, there's only one Rel, there's only one Black. Like,
yeah.
If we choose to be who we actually naturally are, then you already stand out as a person. So I just try and do that.
Cut
with
that
music.
Clip up. Noted.
Don't worry, I'm gonna tweet that out tonight with my quotes on.
So yeah, I mean, so it goes with the music. Like I would never look at this and be like, oh damn, I gotta make a song like that to pop. And it's like, no, I mean, I'm gonna just do what I am and hope people like it. And I've been fortunate enough that people have been liking it so far. So
that's what's up. So you just make songs that are for yourself, and then as far as singles go, you just, then that's when you decide.
Yeah, well, singles is like I said, with Drake, is like, he's smart with marketing. So when I'm making all the music, I'll make a whole lot, like a shit ton of music. But then when I'm like looking at all the songs together, I'm like, oh, this one might be able to knock in the club.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I'm actually making the music, I'm not thinking about all that. But afterwards, you gotta like look at it, because then at the end of the day, it's still your product.
Yeah, that is actually fast. That's what's up, actually, because you can hear when people force music. Like, you can hear it immediately. Like, I mean, even sometimes people force music and it comes out, it turns out to be a hit, but you still know. Like,
you can see it was like manufactured.
Yeah, like, this really ain't you. That's what's up, man.
Or it takes discipline not to use like your album favorite as your single, because you know it might not go as.
Yeah, that's the one area where I like having people around.
Yeah.
Because then, like, I like to get like different opinions. Because there's like my favorite song, for example, my favorite song on Passenger is Heart and Lungs. And that's because it came from like a personal place. But I know damn well that's not no kind of single record. Like, it might depending on how it's released or whatever, but like I feel like there's other records on it that other people will be more receptive to, which is, I have a personal favorite, like. But yeah, it's like you said, it's discipline.
Gotcha.
I would just listen to hear you talking about music. Any projects or two that you heard were released this year that really caught your ears?
Yes. R.I.P. Mac Miller. His project was so fire. Swimming? Bro. Yo. That man is talented, bro.
Yeah.
And it's sad that it took him passing for people to realize how talented he was. But shout out to Kanye for like having his hand in like
a little bit of everything.
A lot of fire music this summer.
A little bit of everything.
So just all of Kanye's collective this summer, I would say, is amazing. And shout out to Ty Dolla $ign for being like the low key like clutch nigga on every one
sleep
of those
on
albums.
That nigga. Yo, he is all over the place.
Yeah, his pen is actually pretty crazy too.
He can make a song for you, like, get on the hook real quick, one little verse, like, oh.
Yeah. And then he wrote that Chris Brown record. Deuces.
He wrote that?
I think he wrote, told me he wrote that. So don't quote me. Someone told me that. Yeah, someone told me that. So if that's true, then it just backs up the fact that his pen is stupid.
Sheesh.
I could be wrong though, but someone did tell me that recently. But yeah, Ty Dolla $ign is fire. Yo, yeah, Deuces was.
Yo, Chris Brown had everyone fucking.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a Chris Brown concert. I went to the Barclays concert, and he's like super talented.
He's super talented.
I wasn't like a big Chris Brown fan. Not like I wasn't. I did not like him, but I just wasn't like all the way into it the way people were like. Oh. Yeah. Like, people say he's the next Michael Jackson, I'll be like, oh, I don't know, y'all kind of tripping. Like, because I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. And but then I went to this concert. I was like,
he's really talented. Mm-hmm. I remember like being younger, growing up, and being like, nah, I listen to that nigga's music, and then go home with the CD player, like, like, yo, this shit go in. Yo, tell me, fellas, have you seen her? I said, oh. Yeah, man.
Been out for a while.
And he has, yeah, he has so many hits. Like, I realized that in the concert where, like, his set was, like, it felt like three different sets. Mm-hmm. It felt like he did, like, 10 songs from this era, 10 songs from another one, and then, like, five of his old joints. I was like, damn, bro, you have mad songs.
Yeah.
And they were all hits. I was like, dang, they were, this was, like.
And he's young. He only, like, what, a year or two older than us, maybe? Mm-hmm. If that.
Yeah, only a few of this generation got more hits than that. Like, Drake.
But, yeah. And look at like look at who you name. Like, so
sheesh.
Yeah.
I mean,
any parting words for the people?
Yeah. Make sure you plug away.
Listen.
Tell them where to find you, all that good stuff.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
Of course, man.
Thank you for taking the time. I'm not gonna cut you, but thank you.
You big money now. Come out here chilling with us little common folk.
Listen, we all common folk till we not. Like shit.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, just holler at me on the gram. I write songs, all spelled right. I write songs. Twitter, it's Lavelle Music, ITSLOVEL Music.
Mm-hmm.
SoundCloud's the same thing. Facebook's the same thing. Just check out Passenger. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Google Play, Deezer, all of that shit. So
you on Tidal?
We are on Tidal.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah. So get it everywhere.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Passenger. He already said it's everywhere. The boy is uber talented. I've seen his growth over the years.
It's good to see, man.
Yeah, it's really going. Good. Appreciate. Yeah, man. Keep it's grinding, good to it's bro. Good to appreciate. See someone's growth. Remember you was recording in a dorm, man. Y'all here making moves. That's what's up for us. So y'all make sure y'all check out Passenger. I write songs on IG. It's Lavelle Music on Twitter. Passenger's available everywhere. Y'all check that out. As always, thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure y'all rate, share, subscribe. Y'all know where to find us. Y'all know what to do already. Y'all share that shit. Spread the love with the world. We'll keep doing this for you guys. Coming up on the 2-year anniversary soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Got the 100th episode. What episode is this? 96?
Or
97. We on 100 soon.
Hey.
So yeah, I mean, we wouldn't you know, even do this if it wasn't for you guys. So thanks for all the love and the support. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.